The young thieves eyed their preceptor as if they were alarmed at his violence and looked uneasily at each other, but they made no reply.
"What's become of the boy?"
said the Jew, seizing the Dodger tightly by the collar and threatening him with horrid imprecations.
"Speak out, or I'll slaughter you."
Mr. Fagin looked so very much in earnest that Charlie Bates, who deemed it prudent in all cases to be on the safe side, and who conceived it by no means improbable that it might be his turn to be throttled second, dropped upon his knees and raised a loud, well-sustained and continuous roar, something between a mad bull and a speaking trumpet.
"Will you speak?"
thundered the Jew, shaking the Dodger so much that his keeping in the big coat at all seemed perfectly miraculous. This story begins with once upon a time, because the best stories do, of course. So, once upon a time, and imagine if you can, a steep-sided valley, cluttered with giant spiky green pine trees and thick green grass that reaches to the top of your socks, so that when you run you have to bring your knees up high, like running through water. People are very happy here, and they work hard, keeping their houses spick and span and their children's faces clean. This particular summer had been very hot and dry, making the lean farm dogs sleepy and still. Farmers whistled lazily to themselves and would stand and stare into the distance, trying to remember what it was that they were supposed to be doing. It was a bright, cold day in April, and the clocks were striking 13. Winston Smith, his chin nuzzled into his breast in an effort to escape the vile wind, slipped quickly through the glass doors of Victory Mansions, though not quickly enough to prevent a swirl of gritty dust from entering along with him. The hallway smelt of boiled cabbage and old rag mats. At one end of it, a coloured poster, too large for indoor display, had been tacked to the wall. It depicted simply an enormous face, more than a metre wide, the face of a man of about 45 with a heavy black moustache and ruggedly handsome features. Winston made for the stairs. It was no use trying the lift. Even at the best of times it was seldom working, and at present the electric current was cut off during daylight hours. It was part of the economy drive in preparation for Hate Week.